welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Windsor Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. Tonight in studio, we have as our guests, owners of Marjane Enterprises, we have Marty Donaldson and Jane Wilder.
Hi.
Hello, y'all.
Yeah. Hello. It's very good to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
We've been waiting and waiting to have you both on our show. We see you every, when do we see you?
Every Pride.
Yeah, every Pride.
So everybody has seen you if they've gone to the Pride festivals, because Marty and Jane, they sell these beautiful jewelry items and hats and sunglasses and bumper stickers and
everything
at the Pride festivals.
Chains and pins.
I got this beautiful chicken last month. This beautiful rainbow chicken in honor of my three chickens, which I love.
Yeah, we've been doing this since 1999 and have really evolved, but we try and have as many rainbow products as we can find.
Wonderful. So we're going to get back to you two because you have so much to offer, and we're looking forward to hearing all about you. But we're going to go to news and events first with our Outbeat member and engineer, Greg Moralia.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for this Sunday, August 3rd, 2014. Well, last year was looking like another tough year for the California wedding industry. Through June of 2013, the number of marriages statewide had fallen by some 4,000 or 3% from 2012. But then, the Supreme Court overturned Proposition 8 and allowed same-sex marriages to resume in California. And after that decision, from July to December, the number of weddings grew by 27,000, or almost 25%, compared to the same period in 2012. And here in San Francisco, the annual Pink Saturday street party in the Castro has been a regular feature of Gay Pride Weekend in San Francisco for many years. Pink Saturday has its roots in the AIDS-HIV activism era of the 90s, and today it attracts some 75,000-plus people and is generally considered to be a safe event. However, over the last couple of years, the demographics of the crowd have changed, and incidents of violence have increased, including this year's assault on one of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. This violence is causing the sisters who operate the event to consider some changes, and these include significantly reducing the footprint of the event to include only the 400 and 500 blocks of Castro Street, beginning the event much earlier in the afternoon, and closing the event by 8:30 p.m. at the latest before darkness falls. And here locally, Planning Commissioner Ashley Crocker last Thursday announced that she's running for one of the three city council seats that's up for grabs this fall. The land use attorney who grew up in Santa Rosa is the first woman to enter the race, joining a field of six men who have announced campaigns to date. Crocker said, "Looking at the field, given that 52% of the population in Santa Rosa are women, I felt they didn't really have a voice in the pool of candidates at this time." If elected, Crocker, who's 43 years old, would also become the first council member to publicly identify as a lesbian. Crocker is married to family law attorney Kina Crocker, and they have six-year-old twin daughters. While she doesn't expect her sexual orientation to be a focus of her campaign, if elected, she would actively listen to the concerns of the gay community. Crocker works for the Thompson Law Group, a small Sacramento-based land use firm, and she was appointed to the Planning Commission in March by Councilwoman Erin Kallstrom. Her political consultant is Kallstrom's husband, Nick Kasten. Crocker also serves on the city's Open Government Task Force, where she's worked on an effort to draft a sunrise ordinance in Santa Rosa. The work has convinced her that the city needs a real focus on transparency and is a big part of why she is running. Crocker said voters are fed up with the discord on the council and want to see council members working together. We need to get away from the finger-pointing and back to doing business. Other candidates in the race include Mayor Scott Bartley, who is running to retain his current seat, Planning Commissioner Curtis Byrd, former Press Democrat columnist Chris Corsi, former Police Chief Tom Sweltome, former Councilman John Sawyer, who is gay, Lee Pierce, and former City Council candidate Chuck Sims. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, August 4th, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center will host an LGBT support group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. And also on Monday at 7 p.m., the Parents of Transgender Youth Support Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. On Tuesday, August 5th at 10 a.m., the Napa LGBT Adults Discussion Group will happen at the Queen of the Valley Community Center, 3448 Villa Lane in Napa. And on Thursday, August 7th at 7 p.m., the Positive Images Youth Support Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Saturday, August 9th at 6:30 p.m., the Sebastopol Area Senior Center LGBT and Friends Dance Social will happen at 167 North High Street in Sebastopol. DJ Dave Brown will spin oldies, Motown, funk, and disco. Parking is easy, and admission is $10. And finally, Napa Valley College is now enrolling students in their LGBT Studies program. Classes meet on Monday nights at 6:30 p.m. starting on August 18th. You can learn more at napavalley.edu. For more information about LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatnews.com. Follow us all week long on Facebook and Twitter for the latest LGBT news and information from here in the North Bay and beyond. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Living Proof with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greer.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
And if you just joined us, this is Living Proof with Diana and Sheridan, and I'm Sheridan. And we're in studio this evening with Marty Donaldson and Jane Wilder. They own Marjane Enterprises. That's capital M and capital J. Marjane Enterprises. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she got that straight, right? That M and the J. And I love how you combine your names. That was just really special. How did you come to that?
Well, it sounded better than Jane Marr. But actually, looking back, we probably should have started off with Rainbows and Pride, which we kind of now have on banners and that, because it makes more sense as to what we do. But that's okay. We've had it for many years.
So. How many?
Actually, we started this in 1999, and so it's been going on 15 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to get into your travels, because I know when we spoke with you in Guerneville at Pride, you were like, that was one stop, but you had so many other stops for Pride.
Right.
And you still have some coming soon.
Right. We do travel a lot. And, of course, Sonoma Pride is the first one of the season. One of our favorite, of course, since we live in Windsor and know the community. And I would like to especially thank Sister Scarlett Billow for all the work that she did this year. It was a very hard pride for Sonoma County. It just kind of all came together at the last minute. And she did a fantastic job. But then within like a day or two, we left for Portland Pride up in Oregon. And we've done that for several years because Jane has a son and a daughter that live in Oregon. So it's always fun to go up and see them. Then we go up to Olympia, Washington. Great community. They have a small town parade. Just really, really a nice pride. Then in the past, then, we would come back to San Francisco. That was always one of our biggest ones. But we wanted to go into Canada this year to visit my 91-year-old aunt. So we decided to do Seattle for the first time. And that was great. We really enjoyed it. And then we went up, visited my aunt. And then we did Tacoma, Washington on the way back, which I must say that it was so hot in Tacoma, and nobody was prepared for that. It was strange. We had thought, you know, Pacific Northwest, it's going to be cold. But they had volunteers that were outstanding that helped everyone unload and load. And as Di was saying, we're getting ready to take off again. And
yeah, yes, we're going to be leaving in less than 2 weeks. And we're going to Reno for Reno Pride, which we've done for a number of years. It's a really nice pride. It's held in a park. And we see the same folks, many of the same folks, year after year, including the organizers. And then we're going to Chico, which we've also done several times. And while it's hot there, it's a nice pride.
That's the first thing that came to my mind in Chico. Is like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's hot. So hot. Yeah.
But I have a grandson that lives there, so that makes it nice too.
I like how you have kind of blended family visits with the pride events.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right.
It does, and we now have a folding travel trailer, so we can actually camp on our trips. Originally, we stayed in hotels, and it was not real cost effective. But now we can camp, and it works out better, and it's fun too.
So, do you put the trailer that you're going to spend the night in at a campsite, and then leave it there while you drive your vehicle to the Pride Festival?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. We had never been gone that long in this small trailer. And it worked out well. We still loved each other when we got back. So.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the energy. You two have some energy. You have a lot of equipment, a lot of merchandise.
We do. It's really quite a thing to set up. It takes us a good 3 hours, sometimes a little more, from the time we pull up to where we're going to unload our merchandise and equipment, canopy, etc., and the time we're actually set up fully. Although a lot of times when we're mostly set up, people start coming by, and other vendors, for example, and people who came in early.
Yeah, but we haul the canopy, the tables, the product. And
so we're here in the studio, and we see you, but the listeners do not see you. And that's, like Di was saying, a lot of, like what you just said, a lot of hauling and setting up and stuff. And I think it's important to give people perspective of how old you are.
Yeah.
Or how young you are, however you want to say it. Now, I don't know if you're sensitive about that, but if you could give an age range or something so people get an idea.
Yeah, we're both 68.
Yeah, actually, I'll be 69 this month.
Oh, all right. So, well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. But you know what? We take a strength training class at our Windsor Senior Center, and we do aerobics, and I think that the strength training class
helps. And we carry the canopy together. It's too heavy for one of us.
But the big picture is that you care, and I mean, it feels like you care about what you're doing, because your display is so large and people just are always coming to you. And so is that consistent when you go to different cities?
There's a lot of the Pride festivals. This is the only opportunity that people will get to actually see and buy product maybe once a year. And we spend a lot of time looking at products online or going to buyer's show. Jane makes a lot of our product. There's a lot of planning involved, but we enjoy it. So
tell us what a day like at home with the two of you when you talk about business around, your business. How do you work it? How do you plan?
Well, lately we've been rearranging and taking inventory and ordering more materials, because we're in between one big trip and another big trip, each one of which is four Pride festivals, because this next one is going to be Reno, Chico, Lincoln City, Oregon, and Eureka, California. So we have to restock. It wasn't physically possible to take with us everything on the first trip, right, nor would we want to, because that was four and this is four.
But we have a study at home. We each have our laptop computer, and Jane will be doing certain things. Maybe she's looking for RV parks to make reservations. I usually do all the ordering online. Jane is busy in another study making buttons, making jewelry. So, we each, over the years, have just kind of evolved into who's doing what. And it works out really well.
That's wonderful. So, come on now. No problems with the partnership?
No, not really. We have brief disagreements.
I thought I'd let her answer.
I know, exactly.
We have brief disagreements in our discussions, but no, nothing fundamental, nothing that can't be resolved, nothing that even takes up a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We both enjoy it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you've been doing this since 99, so you have your system down, which is really nice.
Yeah. I'm curious how long you both have been together as romantic partners and
Jane,
wives.
You want to take that?
Over 20 years.
Uh-huh. And we got married last August 12th, so our first anniversary is coming up.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
And that was kind of neat. We were on the road last June. Actually, we were having breakfast in the trailer when we knew the Supreme Court was going to make a decision. So, you know, we were, you know, had our computer out and our Kindles and so forth. And so, in fact, I was in the shower. And Jane, you could tell
I was sitting at the table in the trailer looking at the laptop waiting for the decision to come out. And the Supreme Court, as you know, said that federal benefits would be extended, not just that California people could get married, but that on a federal level. And I just burst into tears. I was so moved. I never thought that during my lifetime the federal benefits would be extended. That is so much more sweeping than one state, even though one state was very impressive.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of interesting how we met, too. It was actually at a mutual friend's birthday party, and the person that I came with was a mutual friend of both of us. And it turns out after Jane and I met that night that we should have met on at least three previous occasions that this group of people, we had gone someplace and Jane had been invited, but I know you had a cold one time.
Yeah, I had a very bad cold one time. Another time I had a conflicting engagement or something. There were, we figured out later, there were three times when we could have showed up
together
at the same event and met.
How many years? How many years? Like 5 years ago or like months ago? I mean,
oh, it was in the several months preceding our actual meeting.
Yeah.
So,
So was the plan? Was it a blind date kind of thing?
No, we just both showed
just
up at a party.
You just knew that you were meant for each other.
Yes.
Yes.
We looked across a crowded room.
And there she was.
There she was.
Wow. Wow. So August 12th, what are you going to do for your 1 year?
Well, we're actually having a little anniversary party the day before because it just works out that way. We were married at Riverfront Park in Windsor amongst the redwood groves, and it was really, really pretty. So some of the wedding party and our friends are getting together again and kind of repeating the afternoon. And then we're getting ready to leave on the Fridays. So, you know, we love to travel on our own outside of Pride, and we had a delayed honeymoon. We did a Panama Canal cruise.
That was
wonderful.
Wow. So, that sounds lovely.
So
are your family members that you visit on all your Pride trips, are they going to be coming to the 1 year?
Well, my son and his wife and the children were there at the wedding, but they won't be able to come because my son works and it's a Monday. And
it's going to, the anniversary party is going to be much smaller than the wedding, which wasn't too huge, but
But Jane's son was at the wedding, and we just found out he's in town, so maybe he will be there.
Maybe he will be there after all. It's kind of a coincidence that he was able to attend because it's a very long trip from Oregon.
That's about
down to
10
Windsor.
Hours.
Yeah, and we never do it in one day. We usually take 2 days.
That's one of the ways we're able to do as much as we do. We break things up. You know, we don't drive 8 hours at a time. We break up trips.
That's smart.
Yeah, we try to take care of ourselves. We don't try to do all the business things in one day. We break it up into the time that we
just
have
available. That comes from, you know, years of experience, right? I mean, I mean, I don't know if I were to start a business that I would necessarily think, okay, I'm going to drive 4 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow. I'd, you know, but I'd be hecka tired when I got there in 8 hours, you know. It's like, oh man, do I really have to get up and set up again? So how did you come to, I mean, was it a slow evolution of what works for you and your partnership?
Uh-huh. We have a Jane. Story for that.
Yeah.
Some years ago, do you remember what year it was? 99, maybe? We were at the Pride Festival at Santa Rosa JC. And we met, we saw a booth there with two elderly ladies who were selling rainbow things. And we went and looked at their stickers and other little things. And Marty said to them, if you ever want to retire, we'd be interested in buying your stock. And we gave them our information. And maybe 6 months later, they called and they were ready to retire. So we went to Fremont. Was it Fremont?
Fremont.
Where they lived. Yeah. And prepared to buy their stock, which we did. It was far more than we thought. They asked for a rather nominal amount of money, but then they kept bringing out cartons of stickers.
and they had many. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Things.
It was really good for us. But they were lovely women, and they had done it for several years. And then we did see them at future prides, and they'd always come by and say hello. And unfortunately, both of them have passed on by now. But anyway, it was – one funny story in the beginning of the business was that we wanted to go over to San Francisco, but you know, we couldn't afford getting a booth. So we had these sticker holders that are about 4 feet long, and you know, they had a slot so we could put different stickers in.
They
them.
Run horizontally.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Jane decided that we would wear these stickers. She's a sewer, so she made like sandwich boards, and we each were wearing stickers. So we went over to the city, and we thought, okay, now the parade was going to be starting, so we thought, well, you know, let's go on the sidewalk and, you know, we'll see if people will buy these stickers. Well, everyone was looking towards the street. So I said to Jane, well, let's go on the street and we'll just go by the curb and people will see us. So we walked along and, yeah, that wasn't doing too well. We thought, well, let's go back on the sidewalk. So we started to go back up and this policeman says, where are you going? We said, well, we're going to go on the sidewalk. And he says, no, you're in the parade. You're walking in the parade. And we're going, oh, okay. So we happened to be right by the P flag, you know, the parents of friends. Lesbians and gay people. So anyway, turns out there's a guy that I know from Napa. And I had heard that his son was gay, but, you know, I didn't know for sure. So he looks over at me, and I'm going, oh, hi, Rich. And he's going, hi, Marty. And he's going, I didn't know your son was gay. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if my son heard this.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So anyway.
So what did you say?
I said, it's not my son.
And they bought several of our stickers.
Yeah. They did. The P-Flag people were great.
So. Oh, well, what an ingenious, creative way to not have to pay the booth price.
Yeah. Well, that only lasted a year or two.
Later, we started paying the booth fee.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was just like, you're not going to let them keep you down. You did something really inventive, and people bought your stickers, bumper stickers, and things like that, yes?
Yeah. I like the sandwich board idea. That was cool.
I just turned two of the sticker holders into a sandwich board by putting thick elastic at the shoulder, so you had one in front and one in back.
Was it heavy?
They're heavy. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No,
well, Jane said yes. Yeah. Marty said no.
Well, I'm shorter.
Do we have time for one more funny San Francisco story?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This was just maybe about 3 years ago. We're in our booth, and of course, San Francisco is crazy. You know, there's jillions of people there. So anyway, it was getting to be the end of the day, and over the years in San Francisco, we had learned that if you had to leave your booth to go down to the porta potties, which was not a pleasant experience to begin with, you could get lost in the crowd, even though it was just down on the corner. So what we rigged up a little porta potty in our booth and and had like a piece of grid in front of it that we had
with
bumper
curtain.
Stickers, and then we had a towel that went around. So, you know, we could go in there and go to the bathroom. So it was the end of the day. We're packing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Jane's in there. And all of a sudden, people are just rushing up the street. We're hearing what sounds like gunshots.
Oh.
The police are running up the street, and people are yelling, "Get down! Get down!" So Jane's starting to stand up, pulling her pants up, and she hears us, "Get down!" And she always obeys the rules. So she starts to get down, and she pulls this grid on top of her with all these flags. It wasn't stickers. It was flags, which are heavy. And I thought she'd been shot.
My gosh.
Afterwards, we laughed about that. But.
Oh, that sounds very traumatic in the moment.
I think my foot caught on the support of the grid, yeah. And it fell. It didn't actually hit me. It fell right in front of me.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the porta potty fell on you.
I was worried about that.
I thought you were going to say the people rushed her and the curtain came off around her and she was going to the bathroom and everything. You know.
That was always a worry about ours, of ours too.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like something from Laurel and Hardy, to be honest with you.
That's great funny. Though. Oh, how ingenious. I would have done something like that too if I had a
What do other vendors do? I never really even thought about going to the bathroom.
Usually they have more than two people.
And watch the booth.
But after a year before that, before we started setting up our own little porta potty, I would go out to go to the porta potty. And I got lost because I couldn't see over everybody's head. I'm short. Everybody there is 7 feet tall. And I literally got lost trying to go 100 feet to and from the bathroom. And I said, "We're going to set up a porta potty. Mm. Just curtain off a corner and do that." Works.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the Hoplin Women's Music Festival.
Yes.
Did you ever go to
those?
I
played in it once.
Did you really?
Yes, I was drumming with one of my teachers, Yolanda Vieira Allen.
Well, we did that for several years.
Oh, okay.
And that was such a neat experience. We had a motorhome at the time, so we were able to drive it right up to the site and have our booth. And I don't know if I don't know how long you would have been at the festival, but there was a little girl named Bailey that was in a wheelchair, and she was all the vendors' favorite. And she'd go around, and her mother and her mother's partner were there for the weekend. Well, we always wondered what happened to Bailey because she was in this wheelchair and had a lot of health problems. When we were doing Eureka 3 years ago, here comes Bailey. And her parents live in Eureka now, and she's in college now, I believe.
Wow!
So, did she recognize you guys?
Yes, she did.
I recognized her because there aren't that many young girls in motorized wheelchairs to begin with, and this looked like Bailey. And I thought about the number of years, and I thought this is, and I just asked her, and she is.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was
she kind of remembered
neat.
Us.
Yeah. But we used to have a great time there. Remember Gwen Avery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where we first saw her there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, why don't you tell about the KFC story in Olympia?
Oh, when we were in Olympia, I think it was last year, we went to get something to eat in the KFC, and we still had our hair sprayed, purple and green and yellow and orange and red, because we do that. We put hairspray on, and it's very bright. And the woman in front line in front of us asked us, or she kind of looked at us, and we said, "Oh, it's Pride Weekend today."
And she had a little girl.
And she had a little girl with her. And the mother said, "Oh, I didn't know it was Pride Weekend. We'll come over there. That's great." And the next day, they showed up, and
I think that the mother was saying, "We're so glad that we found out about this because we always like to come and we just hadn't heard about it." And she didn't recognize us. And the little girl, where we said, "Well, so anyway," so she says, "Well, I'm so glad we, found out about it." And the little girl said, "Yes, we saw two old ladies last night and they told us about it."
children.
That is so funny. Well, we're going to take a little music break right now. And then when we return from our music break, we're going to get more into your lives before you met each other. Talk to you a little bit about your own coming out process. So you did bring your song. And who would like to introduce the song?
No, I want you to.
Marnie. Yeah, go ahead, Marnie.
It's Anne Murray's can I have this dance for the rest of my life? And that was our song, our wedding song that we danced to.
Mm.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love.
That was Anne Murray singing Could I Have This Dance? And this was Marty and Jane's wedding song.
Yeah.
So welcome back, everyone. We are in studio with Marty and Jane talking about their business, Marjane Enterprises, and all of their pride, not all of their pride stories, but many pride stories as they go out and about selling their beautiful stock, as they say.
Merchandise.
Merchandise, yeah.
Thank you.
So we are going to take a journey into your lives. Ooh. We want to know, because you talk about, both of you talk about having children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to know some of your journey, your coming out. When did it all start for you?
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, to the place where you met and became.
Jane, why don't you start?
No, I'd like you to.
Okay. So Marty's going to start.
Marty's going to start. Okay.
Okay. I was married 24 years.
Mm.
And we have one son who's 39 years old now. Can that be right? Oh, right. No. Well, yes, he is now. Okay. Sorry.
<It's> okay.
Anyway, I kind of knew. You know, growing up, I was always attracted to, you know, my teacher, my best friend or whatever, and just kind of, you know, put it off. My husband and I owned a business in Napa. We lived in Napa, and we had a lot of gay customers. And whenever a gay couple came in, I'd just get all excited. And, we started, my husband and I started having problems and the business wasn't doing well. And I was just really, really getting frustrated. And, again, was in love with my best friend who had no interest. And she said, maybe you need to talk to somebody. And by the way, we're still very good friends. Mm-hmm. Even to today.
Who, you and your best friend or you and your husband?
Well, actually, we get along fine, too. But I opened the phone book, and there was an ad with this picture of a nice-looking woman that dealt with women's issues. So I thought, okay, I'll go ahead and call her. And I just liked her right from the start. Turned out that she was bisexual, and we talked for quite a while. She gave me some books to read, and then she told me about a group up in Yountville if I wanted to go to a potluck, those lesbians and their potlucks. So I did that, and then I moved out. I moved out when I was 48 years old, got my own apartment, and then I started meeting some really nice women in this group, and it was one of those women that brought me over to Sonoma, and that's Sonoma County, and that's where I met Jane at a party. So as far as my family, my father had passed away, and my mother was remarried to a fellow who we both agreed would not understand this, so we didn't tell him. My mother's first question was, what did I do wrong? Nothing, Mom, because we always had a great relationship. My son was the one that did not take it well. But he's fine now. He has always treated Jane with respect. And my ex-husband and I get along okay. And so it was very easy for me. I know there's so many older lesbians that had come out when they were very, very young and went through a very hard time. And it was, I was really nervous about telling all my friends in Napa, especially some good, real good friends that I had. And so one of them, she and I went out for lunch, and I had told her I had something very important to discuss with her. So when I told her that I was coming out, as a lesbian, she's, oh, thank God, I thought you had cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. So I had full support. I other than my son initially not being too happy with it, I had a good experience. Mm-hmm.
Did your husband, did he sense it, or how did you
let
him know?
When I told him, he said, I think I've known this for a long time. Mm. He actually drove the U-Haul truck up to Jane's.
Oh, wow.
But it was a year after we had met. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
So you came out when you were 48?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
did you meet Jane before you moved out or after
you
moved out?
No, it was after. Oh. I moved out in August, and I didn't meet Jane until the following April. Mm. So.
Wow. Wow. Wonderful. I mean, sounds like
it was an easy experience.
Easy, yeah.
And I was just so glad to finally do it. Yeah.
Well, when did you know? How old were you when you kind of suspected or knew?
I would say very early teens, just because I was attracted to women, to teachers, to girlfriends, and just something that you kind of always put in the back of your head.
But was it your family or society that made you just, I'm just curious what your thinking was to just
to finally come out? To get married.
Mm-hmm. To go that direction versus follow.
Oh, okay. I think because that was the thing to do. Yeah. I got married in 1969. I was 24 years old. I didn't rush into marriage, but it was the thing to do at the time.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Yeah, yes. Thank you for
sharing. Really nice to get to know you a little bit. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your turn.
Well, I was raised in a family that could almost be considered Victorian. I mean, it was very rigid structure of behavior. And it was not something I could easily tell my mother when I came out as a woman in her 40s. My father was still alive, but he had Alzheimer's, so he was not real aware of things. My mother reacted very, very badly, which I should have known, because she raised me with very strict rules. And to this day, I'm amazed at things that young people can do that I couldn't.
Like what?
Like live with each other and have children without getting married. Yeah, it's still, I don't frown on it. I'm just amazed, because that was not thinkable in the little bitty society where I grew up, which was a suburb in Orange County, but it was my parents, you know. That, but when I decided to come out and started telling people, she reacted badly, but I knew by then she was pretty darn grumpy about everything. And my son, who was 15, didn't take it well. He was 15. He's fine with it now, and has been for a long time. My daughter, who was 19, was fine with it. And my friends also. You know, nobody stopped being my friend because I came out. And I really appreciated that. I mean, people drift away, and I don't have all the same friends now, but it wasn't because of that. So,
growing up, Jane, the way you talked about your mom, structure and rigidity, I'm just curious about your courage. I mean, you had to have some courage to fight against that or to push back.
Yeah, it was difficult. It was extremely difficult to even think about it, let alone acknowledge and act on it. And so my coming out process was coming to acknowledge what I'd been feeling for years and years.
How long? How long? Years and years. How long did you know you were gay?
Probably since I was 10 or 12. I knew I had feelings. I just didn't find that it was possible to even think about them.
And so what about getting married and having children? How did that play into your life?
Well, I got pregnant by my high school boyfriend, and we got married.
That'd do it, right?
Yeah. And then we had another child. We had two total. And then the marriage was over in about 6 years. And so I was straight for quite a long time after that. I never remarried until last August. Yeah.
So any other relationships in between that before you met Marty?
Yes, I had some short relationships after coming out.
You know something that I always found really strange, and I had a hard time accepting it, you know, because lesbians break up, but they're such a small community, everyone stays friends, right? So when I started realizing that all of my new friends were Jane's previous girlfriends,
oh my gosh,
I had a hard time accepting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I have now. And I like all of her previous friends.
Wow. It's so really nice sitting with you and talking with you and learning more about you.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
It's harder talking about this than the business, actually.
I know. Yeah. Noticed that you got kind of quiet.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, what's going on? What are you feeling? What are you noticing about that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's something personal versus the business. We're happy to talk about that. But it was, obviously, that was a big part of my life. I'm glad I did it. And I should have done it sooner. Should have joined a women's baseball team or join the service or something.
Yeah, it's always shoulda, but you really don't know. This is your journey, you know, this is just how it had to be, you know.
Right.
But the reason why, you know, I know it's personal, and I really appreciate you both sharing your stories, is because we want other women
or other, you know, LGBT to come forth and be able to express themselves more freely. But if they have role models like yourselves telling your story, it makes it somewhat easier.
You know, just getting back to the business real quick, I can't tell you how many young people that come up to the booth and will say, "Are you a couple?" And we say, "Oh, yeah." And they'll say, "Oh, how long have you been together?" We'll say, you know, 20 years. And they actually get tears in their eyes. And they say, "That is so wonderful. And you are such a role model. And thank you for all you went through." Then I always feel guilty because I really didn't go through all that much in my coming out process. But they do. We're amazed.
It touches my heart that they are so glad and thankful for us as they perceive us as role models. I just really appreciate their appreciation.
Yeah. And then another thing too is we see in the communities that have parades, you know, you've got all these church groups, you've got the P flag, and everyone is just, you know, so welcoming in the community. So, you know, if someone is out there that has really concerns about coming out and that, there's a lot of support groups, and it doesn't have to be that difficult.
Mm-hmm. I think it might be easier for young people these days to come out, like you were saying, Jane, having not, you know, living together and having kids and not being married or something like that. I think there's a great need for elder LGBT brothers and sisters to come out. And I think that's why it's so important that you both are here. You're 68, so you're young. But there's older people that are still in the closet or go back into the closet after their partners pass.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something else is neither one of us knew any transgender people and didn't have too many thoughts one way or the other. But as we started meeting them at our festivals, we have grown such a respect for what they go through. And the, talk about courage, you know. And it's just, you know, I admire anyone that goes through that process.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, Marty, backtracking to what you said about, you told these young women who came up to your booth who are admiring you and acknowledging your, for, you know, for the work that you've done to get her to be, to get them out of the closet. You know, you had to pay your dues. You did. You did set the course for us to be able to be more free, because you didn't have that opportunity, you know, because the society was much stronger at that time.
That's true. You know? I guess if I was growing up today, there wouldn't have been any question. I mean, it's so widely accepted now. You know, I've had friends that say, if you can't be out in Sonoma County, where can you be out?
Exactly. So you are role models, and you accept that acknowledgement from others.
Okay.
Yeah. So we want your time's ticking here.
Oh, okay.
So, Sherry, we want to move on to contact. We want people, the audience, people listening, to know how to get merchandise if they're not, if they need it before parade time.
Sure.
You know, Pride.
Sure.
You know,
Jane.
Our website is www.rainbowsandpride.com. RAINBOWSANDPRIDE.com.
Now, does the P as in Peter in Pride, does it have to be capitalized?
No, no. None of it is capitalized.
None of it. Oh, okay.
Or I'm not certain that it mattered. If you did put it in, it would be fine.
It comes right up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if it's in, if it's caps or not caps, it's
that's
fine.
Correct.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And on that website, we have email and phone numbers listed so that people can contact us, because we don't have an online store on it anymore. We did for a couple of years, and it didn't work as well as we had thought it would. So we downsized to just the current website, but it has the contact information.
So people contact you through email or phone and tell you what they want?
That's right.
Yes. And we can charge their credit card using Square, which we use at festivals.
Right.
And
then
ship it on out.
And ship it to them.
Oh, that sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it is.
It is. You have a little personal touch, too.
Well, yes, we need to talk to them on the phone. And
well, how about that?
Yeah.
Personal touch? Am I missing something?
Well, instead of clicking, I want 1, 2, and 3 of these things, click it, and then you get it in the mail by osmosis.
Oh, that's sweet, Cher.
You really have to actually talk to people, Marty or Jane, and order your stuff.
There you go.
Right. So anniversary presents or any kind of gifts you need.
Right. That's good to know that. I didn't realize that one could go on to your website, order. I always said, okay, I'm going to get this next Pride. I'm going to get this or like my chicken.
That's a popular little keychain.
I think I had one of my buddies buy it for his husband because they have chickens too. And he saw me wearing my chicken and he goes, I'm going to get a chicken for my sweetheart. And I said, you just go do that. So time is ticking away.
I just wanted to ask, you mentioned earlier when we're pre-radio show that you went to Moscone Center, that you're doing some shopping. Did you find anything new for the coming year?
Yes, we did, actually. It's always a given, you know, maybe we will, maybe we won't, because it's certainly not all Pride stuff. But we did. We found some really cute wall hangings that could be wall hangings or they could be Christmas decorations for a tree. And one is that rooster, the rainbow rooster, and the California bear. In rainbow.
Oh, my word.
And a real pretty heart with wings on it.
They're about, 4 inches by 3 inches or some such.
Yeah, they're real cute.
Brightly colored.
And then we found some nice gemstones that we will incorporate with our jewelry. So, yeah. We actually went to Las Vegas in March for a big buyer show, and we were amazed at the number of rainbow product that we saw. Fedora hats are the big thing this year, and they had them in rainbow as well as other things. And I don't know, it just seemed like every time we turned a corner in this huge show, there was something rainbow. So we were quite impressed.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that. Sounds good. I like the bear idea. Wow. I can't wait to see. Maybe we have your pictures online, so you're going to be putting those on.
Yes, I'll have to take the pictures of those and put them on.
Right.
That's another part of it is I do a lot of photography because got to have a picture online.
And Jane's our webmaster. So.
Oh. Jane, you just wear all different hats, don't you? Yeah. Creative everything, right?
She's the technical one and the butch.
except
I wash the cars.
How cute.
So we have 2 minutes left before we have to go off air. So that means that we have to have you guys give us a quick 1 minute each of advice to our listeners in any capacity that you might want to say. And Marty?
First of all, I'd like to thank you and Di for having us on the show. It's been a lot of fun. But, you know, to anyone listening that feels like they want to come out, there's a lot of resources available, and do it. You know, people will accept.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
People will accept. Thank you, Jane.
I'm afraid I can but echo what she just said. I was so impressed when we went to Olympia, which is actually a small town, Olympia, Washington, and there were groups of older people cheering on the support groups for young people. And I just thought that was so wonderful for them to know. And as Marty said, don't be afraid. Come out.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are, yeah. Well, thank you both so much. People, go out and support these two lovely women.
Thank you.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to our show tonight and getting to know a little bit better Marty and Jane of Mar Jane Enterprises, rainbowsandpride.com. Remember, just like Marty and Jane, you too can be living proof, sharing your creativity, your stories, your passions. You too can be visible like they. You can be vibrant. You can really affect our world, affect our community, and be a force to be reckoned with. You're never too old. As long as you have each other, love, support, and always think of yourselves as role models, because we are always teaching somebody something, aren't we?
Yes, you are role models.
Thank you.
Until next month, we'll see you again.
Good night.
Good night. You could be some man.